This is Remote Rockstars, the Proximity Outsourcing Knowledge Suite. Learn how we work, what makes us unique, how we stand out at taking care of our team, our client success stories, and get advice on the best practices that we discovered. Listen in and let's scale your business fast and easy with Proximity Outsourcing.
Are you spending too much money on ads? Want to increase your average order value? Are you eyeing that big exit from your business? Or have you been wondering how you can increase lifetime value, build a community, and basically make more money through customer loyalty and retention? Let us help. Huckleberry Consulting brings over a decade of experience in client and customer success from the world's biggest companies. Grow your business without the guesswork. Let your customers tell you what they want. Visit consulthuckleberry.com to claim your free audit and quit leaving money on the table. Once again, that's consulthuckleberry.com. See you there.
Hi, guys. Good morning. This is Carla Singson of Proximity Outsourcing. And in this video, I will be discussing the top 10 reasons why people, basically business owners, founders, fail when they try to outsource all by themselves. So I know that some of you have tried to do this yourself. You tried to post a hiring announcement, maybe online jobs or Facebook groups, or ask your friends to share this around, share this job announcement on LinkedIn. And I know that a lot of you have bad experiences when trying to outsource or trying to recruit remote workers for your company so that you can grow fast and easy and just scale, right? Or just focus on networking, focus on product innovation. So I know that when I talk to clients and they basically share all of their hardships, I have distilled the top 10 reasons why they fail. And I don't want you guys to undergo that experience. I don't want you to fail. So if you do decide to DIY this, I'm going to give you hashtag real talk. And I'm also going to give you really, really the real reasons why you fail in outsourcing, or you might fail when trying to do this all by yourself. Or I'm also going to give you some of the solutions that you can do so that you basically have a higher chance of success when recruiting or outsourcing all by yourself. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Carla Singson. I am the founder and owner of Proximity Outsourcing and Proximity Placements. We have been around for over 7 years as of the recording of this video. I am a full-blooded Filipina. I grew up in the Philippines and I started traveling in 2016. And I also decided at that time that it would be awesome to have a location-independent business. And so over the years, my team and I have placed over 300 successful hires in many online businesses, location-independent entrepreneurs. We have served these people, and we have worked with solopreneurs to eight-figure businesses, and also companies with one consultant or just maybe the owner working all by themselves, to companies with hundreds of employees. So what my companies do is that my placements agency provide high quality recruitment. We hire the 1% of the 1%, the creme de la creme. And we also assist our clients in having a great relationship and proper onboarding, especially if it's their first time hiring overseas. My outsourcing company provides ongoing management, the best benefits, monitoring, upskilling, and we also provide full support in both sides of the agreement, basically the client and the remote professional, or the RP, as we call them in Proximity Outsourcing. We specialize in managerial roles. So as you know, a lot of the companies in the Philippines or from the Philippines, they focus on virtual assistant roles. So we have VA roles as well, but I would say 70% of our team members are managers and creatives. So we have YouTube video editors, we have project managers, successful client and customer success managers, chiefs of staff, basically high level executive assistants. And that's what we do. And that's our focus. So now that I've established how I really know what I'm talking about, let's get to the meat of this video. So 10 reasons why people fail in recruiting remote workers or trying to outsource all by themselves. Number one is they don't know how to write a proper job description. And so I know that being a recruiter or recruitment is a skill that you have to master. No one is a born recruiter. No one is a natural recruiter. Recruitment is a very well-respected and actually a very highly paid and highly regarded career in many, many industries. And so this is why the job that we do is not that easy. A lot of business owners and a lot of founders are great visionaries. And a lot of them are also great salespeople. And that's why they're able to really build a business up to a certain point. But when they try to hire, they realize that they don't have recruitment skills. They're not expert recruiters. And one of the places or one of the factors where they really fail is even something as simple as writing a proper job description. So a lot of business owners would put unreasonable expectations, basically, you know, clear day-to-day responsibilities. And sometimes the prerequisites don't even make sense. And so if you want to improve yourself or improve your hiring process, make sure that you're writing a proper job description. And so on that is also an extension mistake number two. A lot of business owners and founders expect so many things from one person. And so with this, they become super unreasonable. And because of that, it's hard for them to find the right person because first and foremost, they have unreasonable expectations. And with that also, they would put multiple roles in under one announcement or under one type of job description. So let me give you an example. A lot of owners and founders, I've met these people, they would come to me and say, I need a virtual assistant and I would also need a social media manager who would also take care of my community and also my newsletter. And so I'm not gonna say that it is impossible to find that unicorn, but I would say it is a bit unreasonable and it is a little bit of a stretch to expect all of those responsibilities and accountabilities from just one person. And also if you're molding this person to be an expert and to be more efficient and more effective in their role so they can be really, really good for their role and for your company, it's going to be very difficult if they have separate, you know, types of focus. And so most people fail in this part because they try to get an all-in-one person. And they're also not very familiar with what to expect from just one person, what this person should be accountable for. And the other like negative side of this is that if they do end up hiring this all-in-one person and they don't perform based on their expectations, then it will be an upsetting experience for both sides of this deal. So the VA is upset because she feels like she's not being treated well and she's being overworked. And the business owner also feels like they are not doing their job. The VA is not doing their job. So overall, it's not a very good experience for both of them. And that's when the experience becomes sour. So once again, mistake number two is expecting so many things from one person. So stick to one proper job description, one role, and be reasonable. Okay. Mistake number three, they don't know how to ask interview questions that really show the candidate's skill and critical thinking. This is very important because in my company, we don't just hire according to their resume or according to their portfolio. We have also trained our team to really ask qualitative questions, to ask behavioral and situational questions, to really test the critical thinking of our candidates, something that you can't just do with ChatGPT. This is live. This is like a video interview. You're going to really be seeing how they're answering these questions and even like reading their body language. And so once again, as I've said before, hiring and recruitment is a very special skill. And honestly, if you don't feel like you have a confidence level of, you know, say between 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, if you're not even at say 8 or 9, my recommendation is just leave this to the experts and leave it to seasoned recruiters and seasoned outsourcing companies, just like Proximity, and you will save yourself so much time, money, and headache, and you can still find top tier talent. And so some interviewees just go for really basic questions, and some of them don't know how to understand or find motivation. They don't know how to read body language. They don't know how to ask qualitative behavioral questions. And so as an interviewer, it is your job to prepare great questions, but also questions that really show how your candidates think. You need thinkers in your company so that your company can grow, not just doers. So bonus is that now you can use AI to help you with preparing some questions for certain roles. But really, if you also train yourself for this, for something that is just off the cuff and something that will really help in your actual, in the actual interaction, that would be a great way to separate good candidates from bad candidates or candidates that might not be a perfect fit for your company. Okay. Mistake number four, a lot of founders and business owners scrimp on the background check and vetting process. And usually this is because they're super desperate to find that one person. My advice for you is don't risk it. As much as possible, you have to check if all of the details in their resume first make sense. Does it even make sense? Is it reasonable? Is it plausible that this is actually true? Let me tell you, a lot of people lie on their resumes and a lot of people think that you don't check. And so sometimes they just put lies in their resumes, fake numbers, fake employment records. And so I would suggest that you actually call these references, call these companies, email their HR, and don't risk hiring a bad apple just because you're desperate for someone to help you. And so also ask qualitative questions when you're interviewing them. Like one of the questions that I love asking is, when we call your past employer or your past colleagues or coworkers, what do you think would they say about you? So the way that the candidate would answer this question will really show you what kind of person or worker they are. And even if they're feeling uneasy or their demeanor changes, this is something for your observation. And that's definitely something to note in your interview notes, right? And so don't scrimp on background check. Don't scrimp on the vetting process. Do your best and don't risk it. Okay. Tip number five. A lot of people, when they outsource or when they hire remote workers, they don't have any clue or context on the background that they should be hiring for. What do I mean by this? And so, for example, if you live in the United States of America and you want to outsource to the Philippines, just like where my team is located, there might be a lot of cultural nuances and social nuances that you don't know. For example, the Philippines has 7,000 islands. Which cities are not calamity prone? You don't want to hire from cities with a lot of earthquakes, a lot of storms, a lot of typhoons, places with intermittent internet or even intermittent electricity. So what are these cities? So you have to know those things. And also, if you're hiring for a managerial role, you might prefer hiring from certain universities or hiring from certain backgrounds or hiring from certain urban cities, more urban, more, you know, basically closer to the metropolis. And so research on the country where you're outsourcing, where you decide to hire. So same thing obviously goes for, say, if you're hiring in Latin America or Eastern Europe. So know these things, know these like social types of social context and cultural context and geographical context. So that would be my advice. So in my company at Proximity, we only hire from cities that are urban, but that don't have any problem with electricity and are not very calamity prone as well. Like, to be honest, one or two earthquakes a year, no problem. One typhoon a year, no problem. But there are certain places which have more issues. And to be honest, in some of these countries, there's even deeper problems like, you know, like terrorist groups or a little bit of political unrest. And so you really, really want to be informed about those things. So number six, A lot of founders and business owners fail in outsourcing because they don't know how to do proper efficiency testing. So for platforms that you know you will be using, you have to know how to test your candidate's skill level and get insight on the actual length of time that they spent using it. So one of the examples that I can share with you is when High Level started becoming famous, a lot of people just put High Level on their resumes, or they watched one video, they haven't really actually used it. So we have certain clients that wanted High Level experience. Some of our clients even wanted High Level expertise, especially our agency clients who are hiring customer success managers, that involves onboarding and talking to their clients as well, answering questions about High Level. So there are people that will just put High Level on their resume, but they don't really know how to use it. So my advice for this one is to have proficiency testing, which requires screen sharing. So they have to do it live. You have to test their proficiency. You know, you have to give them certain tasks and watch how they do this in real time. Because giving away a test task that is focused on a particular proficiency, they can just have someone else do that, or they can maybe pay someone for Fiverr, or they might actually not know how to do it and they just like learned it on the fly, which is probably not that bad because they have initiative. But what I'm saying is that if that's really not the level of proficiency that you're looking for, I would recommend proper proficiency testing. And if you're hiring for a creative position, also do test tasks. So my recommendation is also do paid test tasks. It's not enough that you see their portfolio, because portfolio is proof of past work. So there might be other factors that are important that are not highlighted, based on how good it is that you know, how good the work is in their portfolio. And so you really want to see their most recent representation of their skill. And that would be a paid test task. So the paid test task can range somewhere between, honestly, like maybe $5 to $50, depending on what you're asking from them. So obviously respect their time. And I would also recommend that you only ask test tasks from people that have already made it at least to your top five. So don't ask it from everyone, then you will be paying everyone. So find maybe the five most promising candidates and then give them your test task as well as, you know, interview them by using the interview tips that I shared with you earlier. All right. So tip number seven is, tip or mistake number seven. A lot of business owners and founders don't know how to build a proper onboarding program. So once again, I told you recruitment and onboarding, not a natural skill. So building a proper onboarding program takes time and skill and knowledge. And it also covers proper discussion of the job description, the success metrics of the role, a healthy feedback loop, and of course, the role non-negotiables of the role. So I know it's not nice to talk about termination or suspension, but in my opinion, it has to be really clear what your expectations are about the role. And when these are not met, what is the consequence, right? So we have to be adults here. We can't just dance around this. You know, someone's getting paid for a job that they have to do. And so you have to discuss that on your onboarding program. Obviously, let the remote professional, the VA, project manager, CSM, whatever you're hiring for, let them ask questions as well. And also gauge their comfort in not just doing the job, but also in communicating with regards to the job. So build a proper onboarding program. And if you don't know how to do this, then I have some consultants that I can introduce you to. Just find me on Instagram. Find me at Carla Stefan. You can also find my website at the show notes, at the YouTube notes, and you can also just contact us on our website. We'd be happy to help you and introduce you to the consultants that we work with. Number eight, they don't know how to match people in terms of company culture, management, and leadership style. And so let me make this easy for you. Everyone in your team should match psychologically. So especially if you have a fast growing team and if you have a particular momentum and you're hiring so fast, you have to remember that you're not just hiring according to skill, you're also hiring for proper cadence and a great company culture. And so once again, recruitment is a skill, right? And so searching or hiring according to what will fit your leadership style, your management style, the company culture that you're building, hiring for those things really, really puts you at a position where you have a higher chances of success once this role has been filled and the tasks that you want to be done will be done. And not just that, this person filling this role will even have a great relationship and a great experience in your company, which also leads to a happier workplace and more productivity. All right, we're almost done. Number nine, it's kind of a connection to number eight. They don't know how to create a scorecard and a performance improvement plan. So these two things, I'm giving you a tip here. I'm literally sharing our secrets here. So these two things are the key documents that will help monitor a teammate's progress and, of course, assist them to get back on track if they are falling behind on certain goals and responsibilities. So we also do this in our own company at Proximity Outsourcing. All of my teammates have a particular scorecard and a performance improvement plan in case they are not performing up to the level that they are supposed to based on the onboarding and the job description. So this is basically the report card. This is how their performance will be measured on an ongoing basis, because what you don't want is someone just performing really amazing during the probation period, whether that's 90 days or 6 months or whatever it is for you. And then after that, their performance just lags and it starts to just fall behind, right? You don't want to do that. So the scorecard is a living and breathing thing, and it will reflect your expectations and their responsibilities, everything that they're accountable for. And that is a really important document. And so there are obviously a lot more, like a lot of other pieces of kind of management cards or operational report cards, if I could name them in a particular way. Some of them are called like the COE document or the correction of error. Some of them are also about how to properly write an out-of-office email. So all of these things, you can probably hire a consultant to help you with that. And if you need an intro, obviously just reach out to me on Instagram. It's Carla Stefan. I'm happy to introduce you to the consultants that we worked with, because they've really, really helped our company and our clients as well. And so lastly, and this is number 10, the 10th mistake of business owners and founders is that sometimes they don't know how to lead. So this is probably one of the most important parts of the business. A lot of founders and business owners fail when they outsource because, to be honest, they just don't know how to lead. So as the owner, you will have to lead an orchestra of people, time everything right. You have to balance people's interest. And so my tip is to continuously work on your leadership skills and also hire leaders that help fill the gap. And so gone are the days when you can only hire and outsource for assistant roles or virtual assistant roles. As I've said earlier, our best seller positions are in management, project managers, operations managers. So you can also outsource for leadership accountability. If this is something that you're missing, then there's no reason why you can't outsource or hire for that. And so don't be afraid to maybe hire a consultant or even like outsource for that position, for that leadership position. Maybe you should just focus on sales, on being the visionary, on product innovation or something like that. Or to be honest, I'm not going to lie, maybe you don't want to work so hard in your business. So you don't have to do this all by yourself. You have lots of options. And even in leadership and management, you can definitely get help. And let me tell you, you definitely deserve help. You deserve support, and you deserve the best kind of support there is for building your vision and building your business. So obviously, once you're ready, we're here to help you out. So those are the 10 things. Those are the 10 mistakes that most founders and business owners encounter when they're trying to DIY recruitment offshore or outsourcing. So recruitment and onboarding or outsourcing will not be perfect all the time, but keeping this list in in your hand will remind you and of some of the mistakes that you can make and also give you a particular perspective on how you can deal with this. All right. So if you like this video, share it with someone that you think will benefit from it. Definitely, I would appreciate it if you can share something in the comments. Share this to anyone that you feel like will really, really get good use out of this. And of course, if you need a little bit of more help, if you need professionals who know what they're doing, and if you are done wasting time, money, and trying to hire and doing this all by yourself, if you keep getting headaches, keep running into walls, you don't need to do this all by yourself, and we're here to help. So find us at proximityoutsourcing.com. We'll be there to help you out. And there's always space for helping visionaries, business owners, and founders like you who are building something great in the world. It would be our honor to be part of this vision, and it will be our honor to support you. So thank you so much, and I hope you learned a lot.
This mini podcast is sponsored by brands under Proximity Solutions LLC. Visit our websites at proximityoutsourcing.com, proximityplacements.com, and proximityprojects.com.